Hello and welcome to episode 240 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts with the mosts. It's Casty Gorbeans. Yep, that's right. New name. New name every week. And joining me this fine evening, it's the one, it's the only. It's Perry.
Hey, Burkham. How's it going? Car seat?
I'm all right. Busy, but I'm all right. And hungry. I mean, but that sort of goes without saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, right? So I had a little bit of a delay at work, and I'm on the way home. So I'd already told old Jerry over here that, you know, we'd be recording about half hour later than normal. And I got home, and I'm like, or I got close to home, I'm like, oh, I better just go get some fried cheese bites real quick from Zaxby's before we start this podcast, right?
Well, you gotta.
Well, here's the thing. I go, and there's a super long line. Now, it's like 6:30-ish, a little before 6:30-ish. So it's very much like, okay, it's dinner time. So I understand the long line. I'm like, we should hopefully be through here relatively quick. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong. I must have forgotten I'm in the South, where fast food is actually the slowest food imaginable. And
of course.
I sat in line for like a little bit, and then ultimately I was like, I gotta get out of here, dude. I just pulled right on out. You hate to do it, because I could taste those cheese curds in my mouth.
Oh, cheese curds.
Dude. I mean, they're not as good as like Freddy's cheese curds.
No.
Dude, Freddy's.
Dude, remember that?
Oh, how could I forget? But yeah, oh man. So ultimately I came home and then I made like a real quick like quesadilla with cheese on in the microwave, dude. It was depressing. I went from cheese curds to depression real quick. But yeah, yesterday, flash forward or rewind to yesterday, I guess, I was talking to Jerry about just busy days, just crazy work day. It's been like a crazy couple weeks. And so finally, yesterday, right, I get home at a nice time, like 3:15. The day is done. Kate won't get home for a few more hours. I am ready.
You're ready.
To just kick back and relax.
This guy's been working too much, ladies and gents.
Working overtime. But yeah, so I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a little Zaxby's. That's right. I attempted Zaxby's twice in a row. But I went in there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get the full-on meal. Like I haven't gotten like a, like, because I'll go to Zaxby's quite a bit just to get those cheese curds, dude.
Yeah.
But like, I don't always get like a full meal. And I was like, you know what? It's Monday. Like I said, it's like 3:15. Let's go, baby. And all of a sudden I start hearing like this squealing noise from my truck. But at first I don't know it's my truck. It sounds like it's like coming from maybe the car in front of me in the drive-thru.
Right.
And yep. I'm like, all right, like, that's weird. But then they pull away, and I'm still hearing it. I'm like, that's weird. Like, what's going on here? You know, and then, like, I'm like, oh, great. Now it's getting louder. And then as I'm waiting to get my food, like, this guy walks in, like, he's walking in front of my car. And there just happens to be, like, an automobile spot, you know, like a garage or whatever next to me. And, like, it looks like this guy works there. And he's, like, looking at the car, like, puzzled. I'm like, oh, God. Like, and I'm thinking, oh, he's hearing the noise, you know. And then ultimately, I'm like, I need to get home. This thing's squealing. Turn the car off, and it's still making this noise. I'm like, oh, no. Ugh. I open the door, and, like, there's steam coming out from under, like, the wheel well. And I look, there's, like, fluid leaking. And I check the temperature gauge of the car. It is hot. It is, like, you know, like, I'm like, oh, no. So I call my boss, and I tell him, you know, because, like, it's the work truck. And he's like, oh, man, yeah, sounds like it's overheating, man. Like, I hope it didn't, like, mess up the engine, you know? Like, and now I'm like, oh, great, here, ma'am. Like, had this delicious Zaxby's meal and nothing but time in the world. And in comes stress, you know? And I'm like, ugh. It was the worst meal I've ever eaten, dude. And it had nothing to do with Zaxby's quality of food. It's
right,
just like,
right.
Like, instantly, I was like, I don't even want to eat this anymore, you know? I was like, this sucks. And then
okay.
Then he doesn't get back to, like, he's like, I'll come check it out when I'm done working. So, like, meanwhile, now I'm, like, waiting for him to come, and he doesn't get here till like, 9:30. Then I gotta, like, drive to his house. Like, it was just the worst, dude. It was, like, I had, like, the book was open on how the whole afternoon could go. It could go any which way, and it just took, like, the absolute worst turn, dude. I was like, oh, this stinks.
You know what, though? Yeah. I'm just going to say this because I was going on the interstate today, and I was going 75 on a 65.
Ooh-wee!
Yeah, okay. So I don't ever do that, but I was like, you know what? Today, everyone's kind of going fast, but I don't know. I got places to be. I usually go like 4 or 5 over, you know, like with traffic. If not, I go speed limit. Like, if, you know, obviously I don't mind going the speed limit, but if I can make up some time, let's do it. And I got to say, so there is, you know, the police are, you know, they get the new SUVs and stuff. And you ever drive and you look back and it's a Chevy, whatever they drive, like a Suburban or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
yeah, like, no, I know what you're talking
about. Regions.
Like, yeah,
and so you're looking at it and it's black and you can't tell. And we have white and black ones here. And I look behind me and I see it and it's like, oh crap! Like sudden, like shrink, like my heart, like, oh, you know. And I was like, oh, I don't know if that's it. And that's like, and like you're trying to like slowly, like suddenly, like you turn off cruise control and slow down, but not enough for people to tell you're slowing down. And it's like, oh, I, you know, getting over it. So I got over a lane and then the truck drove past me and it wasn't a cop at all. And, but that feeling, I kept getting the shivers, like, ugh, like I don't want to get pulled over, because that's the worst. And so I think that getting pulled over is worse than like a car overheating. That feeling, because to me the car overheating, it's like, well, that was gonna happen anyway, and now I get to fix it, and then my car's better. But like. I have a friend that he was helping out at a place. It was a job for a week, and it was like he was doing it as a favor, and it was like something, and this is back in like the 70s, mm-hmm. and it was like for like nothing pay, and the last day he got pulled over, and the ticket costs almost what he got paid for that entire week.
Oh, dude, that is the pits. That's I hate seeing a cop on the road, because, yeah, it's like instantly I'm like, they're going to pull me over, and mm-hmm. I'm going to get a ticket. And it's mm-hmm. like you said, I could like not even be doing anything wrong at all, and I'm just like, they're going to get me. Like instantly, like, I feel guilty, even though there's absolutely no reason to feel guilty, you know?
Right.
But yeah, no, ugh. Yeah, and then you get banged for that ticket. It just kills you. Remember the day I picked up Metroid Returns for the 3DS? No, that might have been, I can't remember if that was like when I got hit or if I got, I think that was the ticket day.
Not to veer off, it's just crazy that when you say Metroid Returns, that's a really cool name. And it's funny how different that is to Metroid Samus Returns. Like, the idea of Metroid Returns. Like,
oh,
I don't know,
man.
It's way different than Samus Returns.
Mm.
Anyway, that was just funny. Yeah, was there a time on the podcast you got pulled over?
I'm trying to
think.
That
came out. That definitely came out while we were doing the pad course.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. Like, I'm trying to think, because, yeah, like, there was two. Like, it was when I, like, got hit by that guy, and then the ticket. And they were both on, like, days I was excited to get something Nintendo-related. So I'm blanking. I know the one was like, yeah, the Metroid, and then I can't remember what the other one was, but yeah. Oh, tickets, dude. Tickets are the worst. But yeah. Yeah. Good thing is, like, I switched out the truck and it's all good now, but it's like, it was just one of those, like, it went from like, oh, I'm home at 3:15, 3:30 with like the entire day to enjoy, to like, now I got home at like 10:30 at night, like. And, like, sure, there was, like, hours when I was still at home. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm, like, I'm weird, dude. It's, like, when I know I got stuff going on, it's, like, I can't just get comfortable and relax, you know? It's, like, ugh. Like, gotta go
oh, I know.
That
dude,
crap,
of course.
You know?
Oh. See, my job in high school, I worked, like, from 4 to 8 every night. And that was great. I love the hours and everything. And because, you know, you get off early enough to do stuff, and it's fine. But it was sometimes on Saturdays I had to work 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., not 3 a.m., 7 to 3. And on Saturdays, you know, in high school. Yeah, and like literally, I would check the schedule, and it's like, oh, please don't put me down for that. And it comes out, it's like in 2 weeks, okay, my whole next 2 weeks are ruined as I'm dreading working the morning. And it was never as bad as I thought, but it is kind of though, because it's like, well, I can't do anything on Friday night for that, you know, because I have to wake up, and then you wake up, and dude, the worst thing ever is I woke up one time. And I looked outside and it was pitch black. And I was like, I must have plenty of time. Like, I must have woken up wrong. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, like that feeling of, oh, that was amazing. And then it was the daylight savings, whatever.
Oh, you got duped.
And I looked at the clock and it was right. And it's like, no, Perry.
Time to wake up.
You do have to get up. You do have to go to work while your whole family is sleeping comfortably on this Saturday morning, and they're probably going to wake up and walk to the grocery store and get some donuts and milk.
They'll make memories they'll never forget.
I
and
know.
Have
and
the best time
yeah.
ever.
And you're going to go work with like the worst people in the world who you
life's
don't like.
Like soul sucking job.
Yeah,
oh.
Dude. It was it was never that bad, and it was actually kind of fun looking back on it. But I dreaded it, and that's the worst. And so I totally get it. It's like if I have something coming up, I can't relax. If I have something going on, I can't relax.
Dude,
who do you think I am?
You know what's the worst? When it's something you're looking forward to and you still can't relax, dude. Like, ugh. Like, for me, like, I don't know, man. It's like, I guess, like, anxiety, right? It's like some sort of anxiety where it's just like,
right.
It could be something I am so stoked to do, but I'll still just be like, ugh. I gotta go do that later. Like, oh man, you know, yes. It's like I'm such an idiot. It's yes. like so annoying. But
I think
yeah,
everyone knows exactly. What you're, I know exactly that feeling. Like, absolutely. Like,
oh, gonna go hang out with Perry this afternoon. But like, oh, but it's like 4 hours from now, and I gotta go do it. Like, that's why I like recording the podcast. Like, when we get home, you know, when we used to do it late, like 9:30 my time.
Yeah.
Like there would be like again, like not that it's something I ever dreaded doing, but it would just be like, oh, like I can't really get into much now because I got this going on later.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Ugh, the worst.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm such a terrible thing in your life.
I hate you. no, but yeah. So it's just like it went from like. Because like I said, I woke up the morning like really not wanting to go to work. Then it wasn't so bad. And then it was awful, you know? And, well, then it was amazing. And then it finished off like just like, oh, great, you know? But you know what's actually really funny?
Yeah.
Before we diverge off work business.
Yeah.
So I'm training a new guy, right? And like my boss told me. He's like,
you hazing him?
Yeah. Yeah, real good. No, he's like, he's from Long Island. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, you know, like where at? And he, you know, he said
Green Lawn.
Like, well, he was like Center Mariches or something, like, which is like out east. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, cool, like, whatever. You know, maybe we've been to some of the same spots, but like, you know, whatever. So the first day, you know, I meet him, you know, we're talking, and I'm like, oh, you're from, you know, from Long Island. He's like, yeah, I'm from Centerport. And I'm like, and like, that's literally like the town over. Like, I've been to Centerport. Like, I was like, we went to the same school, dude. And like, yeah, he knew my sister, Caitlin's brother, and him were actually, like, really good friends. And we're like, what a weird small world, you know? Like, moves down to South Carolina, and, like, I meet, like...
Unbelievable.
Meet a guy from our high school who's actually friends with, like, Caitlin's brother.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
that
like,
is crazy.
Mind-blowing. And it's just funny. Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude, too, so it worked out. But it's just, like, so, like, man, what a small, weird world.
I only because it's just as interesting, and it is kind of a one up on your story, but it's just because it's interesting.
One up, Jerry.
I think that is actually it's kind of amazing that they're actually working at this. Like, that's crazy. But when I went to Romania as an 8 year old, we were visiting. Like, they have all these amazing like Gothic. Maybe it's I can't remember if there's tons of them. Maybe it was one really cool Gothic cathedral, like. Just like out of a video game. It was just so, I remember it like it's black and
like
really
Castlevania.
Cool. And so, yes, it literally Castlevania, Transylvania. It might've actually literally been in Transylvania. Now that I think
could have been
it.
Inspiration
I've been
for the
Castle.
Game.
Yeah, totally. And, And we were there, and we saw some, you know, other, you know, we kind of ran into some, literally, this is in Romania.
Yeah, 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 so far
and,
away.
From... and we met this group of people just because we heard them speaking American. You know, you go, oh, hey, like, you know. And
speaking English, not American.
And, well, they had an American accent, you know.
Gotcha.
And so... We talked to them, you know, and like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, they're from our literal city, and they're from our the college I went to.
Jeez.
And it was just like, that's insane. Like, we are on the opposite side of the world right now, and somehow we met, and you guys are in, you know, you live 5 minutes by us. It's crazy. And then we had some connections. Like, I know that girl, and you know, like that kind of, isn't that crazy? Like, unbelievable. So I love that kind of stuff.
Mm, yeah. There's another, well, we could probably just rattle out stories like this all day, but we won't. Yeah, man. Crazy, crazy world. Now, I believe we have some video juegos to talk about.
We do. And I'm going to send you a text right now with a picture. And that will just to help understand what's going on here. I do have a game to talk about now, and well, technically it's downloading right now, but I have played it on a separate platform.
All right,
I don't know.
Here, the text is coming in.
There you go. It's coming in.
We did it.
Yep, exactly.
A drum and fun.
Do we want to start it? Do you want me to start it off, or
well,
or do you?
It's up to you. So I've
let me go. Since I went ahead, let's
already,
go ahead.
You already blew the surprise. Let's get it.
And since we had Talk Nintendo, which we should have called that last week.
Talk New.
We can start with a Nintendo game, technically. And that is, I suppose I should say what the one that I played is called, which is Taiko no Tatsujin Pop Tap Beat. So, this is that drum game, that Japanese drum game that looks like WarioWare, and it's not Rhythm Heaven. But this is the game that I've always thought, that looks like a Nintendo game. I want to play that game. It looks fun. It looks like fun and wacky Japanese fun. And
rhythm games are always fun.
Yeah, exactly. And it always has appealed to me, yet it's never been like localized, or when it does, like I think the first time it was actually localized was the Switch one, which is Taiko no Tatsujin Drum and Fun.
Are you sure? I feel like it came out, was that a Dreamcast game?
Maybe. I know that it's been like, but it has that drum controller. I honestly, full disclosure to everyone here, I've only seen this and heard it in like magazines and websites. I've just never actually played it, and I don't really know too much about it. I know that there is a drum, like controller, and then you can get it. And I kind of want to get it now, because I just downloaded it.
Yeah,
because,
I feel like that's the way
that's
you
the
gotta
thing,
play it.
Is this is a 50? Well, yeah. So I'll talk about that. But this is on Switch. It's $50, by the way. $50 game on Switch.
Just real quick, I'm seeing Taiko Drum Master for the PS2. Released in North America in 2004. You know what's funny? That was released in Japan in 2005.
That's weird.
So
that
it
makes
actually,
no sense at all.
Apparently, your facts are wrong.
Well, I'm saying from Nintendo.
Nope. No. They're wrong. No.
And
holy cow,
I'd like
dude.
To see the localization, because this is the most Japanese game in existence, and I'll prove it right now by opening up. So, I was playing the Apple Arcade version. It came out in Apple Arcade, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like I could actually see, like, a drum game. Like, I could see where tapping on the nice big screen with, you know, with your fingers would actually be pretty fun. Like, I can imagine that. So, I downloaded it, and here, listen to this. It's about as Japanese as it gets.
It sounds it. I mean, visually, too, it very much it exudes looks like,
yeah,
Japanese culture.
And it has a great little character that's a drum, and I think that's probably the taiko. I hate when they don't localize that, when it's hard to say. Before we got on the podcast, I was struggling. I didn't even know what the game was called, because on the Apple, that's once really, because first of all, it doesn't say it in the game. It doesn't even say it. You go to this menu, Taro, it's just a menu when you kind of open it up and you can pick a song and play it. But anyway.
They're like, we don't waste space on words. It's all beats.
Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, it's really simple, and that's, which is great, you know, not over. So I'm going to talk about because since I've never played the Switch version, but I'm downloading it. It's almost downloaded all the way because it's on sale for $14.99, down from $50. I was like, oh, snap.
I was just going to say, I was like, you really on a whim just dropped 50 bones. Like, it went no thing, but yeah, 15, great sale.
Yeah, and I had like, oh, and by the way, I did have 87 cents of gold points to use. I looked up our review because I couldn't remember. Now, funnily enough, there was like a little RPG of this that came out like a couple months ago. And I remember seeing it, and I remember saying it was cool, but it was kind of like it. The design wasn't too good, like with the RPG, like it kind of got old and it kind of felt useless. But I looked up but I couldn't remember what was a review of this game, of the real one, you know? And it has an 8.5, and it was, and I was like, okay, there you go. I'm getting it. Cause I looked on it in the screenshots. So I was going to say, like obviously there's a lot of classical music on there, you know, public domain stuff. And then some other stuff I've never heard of. And it's still fun to play. But I was like, man, it'd be really cool if there were songs that, like, you know, like...
You knew and loved.
And I look on there, and there's Kirby and Splatoon tracks on there. It's like,
oh,
okay,
dang, that's cool.
Proceed to purchase. Yeah, and it looks like there's, like, a kind of a full page of them. I don't know, but they could be just, like, three or four. But even still, the game is fun even without them. And I probably would have got it anyway. But that was like, oh, awesome. Because that sounds like really a lot of fun.
I wonder if you could hook up the old GameCube bongos.
So there's maybe
no I guess if you had the Smash connector, right, you use that, then you plug those in. I wonder if it would work.
Well, so let me tell you about how the game works. So you know, obviously you pick a song, and then you can pick from four different difficulties immediately, easy, normal, hard, extreme. I've just been doing normal because it's ridiculous, and you kind of learn. But immediately you start the song, and then there's it shows a drum on the screen, and you hit the left side when you can just hit the drum when there's red notes that come along, just like Guitar Hero, you know, just come along, or really just like Donkey Kong, like Donkey Konga. It looks very much like Donkey Konga. And then when there's blue notes, you tap outside of it, kind of like a rim shot. So that's the idea, is like, and so it has like a click sound. So there's a drum sound, a click sound. And then that's really the gist of it. Everything else is like when you see a big red note, you hit with two fingers, like you hit with two hands. You
slam that bad boy home.
Yep. And then when you see a big blue note, you hit with two fingers. And then they'll have some really fun drum rolls, right? They'll have like the note that you drum roll. It's just like Donkey Konga. It literally is Donkey Konga. Now that I'm thinking about it, if you've played that, there's no clap on this version. And like I said, I'm talking about the iPad version for Apple Arcade. But it's really just really cute. I mean, it's so smooth, so simple, and so just fun. And that little drum character, if that's Taiko or whatever,
he's a cutie,
is just amazing. He's great. And it's just, you know, it has all these funny things. And then, you know, like, for instance, like there's like mini drum roll thing where it's a balloon. And like it'll come around. And if you hit it, then he's like blowing up a balloon. And you just got to like, and then it'll pop. You know, and it's just fun. I mean, it really is very Nintendo-like during gameplay, in that sense, like for the smoothness. Now, obviously, like if I like in the menus is where you see where it's just kind of like in very not Nintendo, where it's just very listy, and there it is, and you go, oh, I shouldn't say that. It's pretty good. It's great. I just mean like there's no like WarioWare, you know, it's probably start with some sort of a like a video and stuff like that, and kind of build the world. And I think it does do that a little bit. Maybe I can't remember from the beginning, but anyway, in game, it's really fun. It's essentially Donkey Konga, if you know what that is, where just beats are coming, and it's really fun. And it plays great on the iPad. And I saw that on the Switch, there are multiple ways to play. One of them is with Joy-Con, and it has HD rumble, so it feels like you're playing drums. I thought that's really fun, but there's like no way that that could possibly be. Like, there's no way that can be accurate.
Find out.
Yeah, I will. And the other thing that I found is it does have just button support, like pro controller support.
Oh,
so I was
sweet.
Like, well, there you go. And I was like, yep, there you go. That's how I'm going to play, because that would be great, you know. And it's just fun. It's just cute. Easy to pick up and play. I was just playing through these, and it's really funny because there's some really funny, you know, just random, like random songs, I was playing, and Jules calls, Skypes me, and I answer it, and I'm playing the alphabet song, ABC, but it's a really cool version of the alphabet song. It was hilarious.
Jules
He's like,
"What
oh,
are
like,
you doing?"
Yeah. But then like there's like for instance there's the Turkish March, there's the William Tell Overture, but then there's like Ridge Racer, and then some other things that let me figure out. There's some other stuff that I recognize. There's lots of different stuff. But anyway, it's fun, and it's really cute, and it's all the music is very highly produced, like Japanese pop music. So, like, you know, not my favorite, but fun for gameplay.
They're poppy, right? Like, exuberant. Yeah. You're sort of bouncing around, having a good time. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be playing sort of somber songs when you're smacking on your taiko colorful drum. I pulled up eBay and Amazon, and these drums are like, if you want the official drum, like, you're gonna have to be paying out the rear end. But
really?
They do have like third party ones for like $45-$50. But yeah, if you want that,
good
like
land.
The authentic drum, dude, like, here's a used one. I just lost it. I had it a minute ago.
Yeah, $81.
Yeah, and then like the set itself is going for like crazy loot as well. So you're probably
$200. Yeah,
I feel like you're probably not going to end up playing on using the drum. But when you do get it downloaded, I would be interested to see if you could maybe use the bongo.
Man, I did not realize that this game came out physically in North America, which is really neat.
Yep, and here you are. That's like really a sucker. Cool. You bought it digitally.
Oh, I'm glad I got it $15, but yeah, very interesting.
You're going to play
it,
dude, and you'll be like, this game is so good, I need to get the physical version.
Yeah, nah, I hope so. It's just fun to pick up and play. I mean, I have it literally for free on my Apple Arcade iPad, but I obviously, like, I'd rather play on Switch, on the TV, handheld. Like, obviously, the Switch is way better.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather...
Apple sucks, yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's fun. I played for 20 minutes and it was just fun to play and put down, and it's very intense, right? Like, it's very like, you know, you can't play it while you're watching something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's something to think
invested.
About, you know? But again, I there's multiplayer in this, Switch version, which sounds like a blast. I mean, it sounds like Donkey Konga, which, you know, my cousins or no, actually my niece and nephew came over. And I wanted to play Donkey Konga, and I was like, let's do it. I got the bongos out. And, dude, it's unplayable, and I can't remember if I ever talked about this, but it's unplayable on modern TVs. You have to have a CRT TV. They don't allow for lag input. And so if I was playing with, like, on my Wii through an HDMI, or just through the CRT, whatever, I was playing it through it, and it was just unplayable because it's just – there's a micro –
yeah, it just throws off
thing
everything.
Where it's just terrible. Oh yeah, and so I was like, man, like that is a. It's like the only reason I would ever get a CRT TV would be to play that one game.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, like if you're using old hardware, it's probably better to use like old hardware, yeah. Right? Better to put on a CRT. And honestly, I'm sure you of all people using Craigslist, like people who just give those things away for free.
I know. So, I don't have room. Like, I just could. And maybe, you know, maybe
Meister,
when I build the house next to me, I'll put
house?
One in there. Yep, exactly.
The Stooge. Yep. You could also get a Frame Meister, dude. I think they're only like, they're either like $200 or $400.
Wait, what is that?
They're like, it's like a device that it pretty much, now don't quote me on this, but like essentially it like makes old hardware like look like you play through the Frame Meister onto your like modern day TV, your HD TV, and like it wouldn't look like poop. Like it would look like you were playing it.
That
on,
is
you know
interesting.
I mean?
Yeah, I should try to see like a GameCube.
They're really expensive though.
See, I haven't. I think I did look it up. I was like, "Is there a solution to this?" And I think I looked it up, and people were like,
"Yeah, the Frame Meister.
There's no
where
solution."
It's at. Well,
but maybe that. Maybe that's. I mean, I think it was more like, just is there anything you can do without a third party thing? And so I wonder if that would be a good. That would be interesting. Yeah. So
yeah, let's
anyway,
see.
Anyway,
Tyco
no something. Yeah, I can't even remember. I
Drummond Fund,
you know,
baby.
That's the thing, man. If they would just come up with like if they would just come up with like Tyco is fine, but like just call it something that like I can say. Like I don't mind Japanese. Like I don't hate the Japanese language.
You heard it here first.
Japanese. No, I just like being able to remember things. is that such a crime, people?
Maybe.
No, it's not. And anyway, I just think that for market.
Reasons. But you know what? They're probably just aiming for that niche that loves them some Japanese flavor. You know.
Absolutely, and I get that, and I like it. So it's good. It's good stuff. And I really pine for Donkey Konga. Returns. Dude, Donkey Konga Returns. That's what Rare's working, or not Rare, Retro.
Yeah. We scrapped Metroid
Dude,
Prime 4.
I would
4
be up for that.
In favor of Donkey Konga
Returns. Dude, that would be sick. Just saying. I would be ecstatic. Okay, not if they scrapped Prime 4, but yeah. I should talk to Kynan and see if that's what's really going on over there.
Get the skinny, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so what games do you got?
Well, I forget if I mentioned this game last week, but I have been putting in some more time into Trails of Cold Steel.
Yeah, you did.
What did I say about it?
You said that you were going to be... It was a very quick bite. You said you're playing it, and this is probably what you're going to sink your teeth into after Final Fantasy, since you just beat that. And I don't think you really said...
Anything, right?
Too much about it, actually. Yeah. Let's... Because I'm very interested in this game because of the interest of our friend Bad North, David. And is the J-Man a fan of this as well? Is the whole Thirsty Mage?
I believe the J-Man, Michael himself, enjoys it, but I don't think he's on the level of one David Lloyd.
Okay.
And then
okay,
Paige,
so...
I don't know if Paige has played it or not, to be honest.
Okay.
But
we gotta have Paige on the podcast, by the way.
Yes.
That'd be fun. So can you just explain it from very quickly, but like from the ground up?
Okay.
What it is.
So this is a part of the Legend of Heroes series, which has, like, I guess it's sort of diverged. Yeah, so it says a part of the Trails series itself, a part of the larger Legend of Heroes franchise. So it's like one of those games that has like a whole lot of characters, and then like over the course of the series, like you see them grow, but like also like, oh, like, or from what I understand, like, oh, like, I know this character from this game, and then look, oh, I don't see him for a while, and then, oh, they cropped up in the next game for a little bit, you know? So it, like, helps to build the universe, because you're just seeing a lot of these characters and stuff. But essentially, this game here, it is the first of the Trails of Cold Steel. It is, unfortunately, I don't know, it came out...
So this is it's a subtitle, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the full title is The Legend of Heroes...
That's right.
Trails of Cold Steel. So...
And this is the first one.
Yes.
So it's a remaster?
Yep. Yeah, it was...
Because there's four of them, right?
It was originally released in 2013 on the Vita, it looks like. And then it was released for the PS4. And then, see, now what's interesting is it actually was released for the Switch but this year in Japan. But I don't think there are plans for it to come out in America. I'm not sure, though. I don't know. It is published by XSEED in North America.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Anyway, so it's you start off, and this is a Japanese role-playing game for Shorzy. Yeah. Like,
gotcha.
Think Persona. And it's funny because, again, I didn't really know too much going into it aside from David just, like, screaming from the mountaintops, like, how amazing these games are. So... You know, generally him and I jive, you know, pretty well when it comes to our JRPG goodness. So I was like, you know what? It was on sale like a couple weeks ago, so I got it for 50% off. And I was like, yeah, we'll give it a go. And it is definitely a true and tried turn-based RPG. You know, you've got your party. You're going to be moving around in battles, you know, that... Like, it isn't random battles, so you see the enemies out on the field. You know, you go up, you can get, like, you hit them from the behind, you know, you get the bonus attack. Or if they hit you, you know, when you're trying to run away, they'll have the advantage. But, you know, it, like I said, it's turn-based, and you've got, like, essentially, you've got, like your magic, but then you also have these arts, which are different, and you can unlock them via these, like, essentially, you get, they're, like... minerals almost, or like materials, and then when you get a certain amount of them, you can like go to the shop and like turn those into, I think they're called like quartzes or quartz, like, you know, like a gem, and then like that will unlock new abilities and stuff, and then as you level up, you'll unlock new like magic spells, and it's you know, as far as the combat goes, it's like, you know, you have like a link from another player within your party, and then like you can have follow-up attacks, and I guess like the big thing is trying to knock the like the enemies off balance, and like you have like different attacks have different percentages to do that, and then certain enemies, like, hey, they are knocked off balance more with like a sword slash, you know, and then other ones are more like, oh, like piercing, so like if they hit with an arrow, you know, like it'll be you know, that'll knock them off balance. And then when you knock an enemy off balance, then the person you are linked with, they will come through and be able to do a follow-up attack. And then that, you know, obviously just like free damage. And it's cool because you can actually switch your link on the fly, like in the battle. So, you know, you could really, you know, essentially, you know, try and knock different enemies down and then just know like, oh, you know, switch up the links on the fly. And I guess as your characters' relationships become stronger, they'll have, I guess, stronger follow-up attacks or different abilities as far as that goes. But the game itself is set up as, like, you are, you know, this guy, Reen, is his name, and he, like, is going to...
Irene?
Hi, Reen! Like, Irene. No, just Reen. Like, Bean, oh, okay. With an R. Reen.
Gotcha.
But you're like, you are chosen, I guess, to go to the Thor's Military Academy. And like, it's something like, I guess, like pretty hard to get into. And it has both like commoners, but also like, you know, people of noble birthright kind of thing. And
like me and you.
Yep. I'm just a commoner.
But I'm noble.
You're something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But yeah, so generally speaking, right, there'd be five classes. Like, the first two classes are for the noble people, you know, the royalty. And then you've got the other classes for the commoners. But, like, I guess, you know, you're going in there, you're learning combat, but also, like, you know, history and all that jazz, right? But this year, essentially, like, you get there and, like, you have, like, a red coat on. You notice a couple other ones and, like, that's weird, right? And I guess this year they are changing it up. There is a new class. The class, ironically, right, there's five classes. So instead of class six, nope, it's class seven. And it's like a mix of, like, commoners and, you know, royalty. And I guess, like, this is supposed to be a more difficult kind of class or whatever. So right off the bat, like I said, I didn't know too much going into it. And, like, boom, actually, you know, you're going to class. Like, there is a calendar, you know, you have free time where you can, like, interact and build your bonds with your classmates. And like I said, with the links in battle, like, the stronger your relationship is, the better the follow-up or, you know, the links will pan out for you when it comes into battle. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, it definitely has a pretty good Persona 5 vibe to it, right? Or not 5 necessarily, but, like, Persona vibe where you're, like, building up you know, relationships with your classmates. Again, like, heavy part of this, like, game is focused within the classroom and, like, interacting with different students and teachers. But yeah, there are a lot of different characters, and it's weird. Like, at first I was like, okay, like, this is interesting. Let's see what's going on. And they do a good job of actually, like, making you sort of connect with the characters and, like, sort of want to see how they play out. Like, you got this one guy, Machias, and he's sort of like a headstrong, you know, guy who's like, oh, I hate royalty. Like, I'm not going to be bending over backwards to, you know, kiss your butt kind of thing. And then, like
David.
Yep, yeah, yep, exactly. And then you got this one guy, Eusis, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Hey, useless.
And he's like one of, like, a high-end royal guy, right? And I guess within this world, there are four, like, great, like, noble houses that sort of rule the land, and he's, like, from the strongest one, so they're always clashing heads, right, and, like, and arguing, and it's sort of interesting to see how that is panning out, and it's funny, like, the first, like, sort of test you have is, like, you go into this old schoolhouse, and the teacher's like, hey, like, yeah, like, the first test we're gonna do is just gonna drop you down in the basement, and you work your way back out. Be careful, there's monsters, you know, and then all of a sudden the trap floor falls.
There's monsters in our basement?
Yeah, it's the old schoolhouse. But, and then all of a sudden, like, you fall down and, like, it, you know, it pans down and now all of a sudden Reen's, like, on the floor and this girl is, like, fallen chest first onto his face. So, as you can...
Naturally.
Yep. But it's funny, right? Like, all of a sudden, like, his hands are, like, straight up in the air and he's just like, put your hands where she can see him, put your hands where she can see him, you know, like, oh. Sort of funny, and then, like, obviously, a complete misunderstanding, right? Like, oh, you both fell through the floor, and she happened to land on top of you, you know? But then for, like, the next, like, 5 hours of gameplay, if not more, it's like, she's like, oh, like, you're a pervert, essentially, you know? Like, this guy, like a complete sicko.
It's like how we treat all of our guests on our show.
Yeah, it's like Justin Nation, you know?
Yeah. This is really Justin Nation Simulator.
Yeah. Did I say Reen? I meant National Treasure. But, you know, but, like, it's so blatantly obvious, like, oh, okay, like, this is a complete, like, oopsie poopsies, you know? But, like, for the whole time, it's like, she's like, you know, like, oh, I don't want to be near you kind of thing. And then eventually you get out to a part where we do a field study, right? So it's like they send us to a different city. And, like, we're checking out the area, and the way those sections work is sort of like, hey, we send you out here, there's, like, two quests you have to do for the story, and then there's, like, a third quest that you can do if you want to, you know? And, like, you go and explore the areas and, you know, interact with people and stuff. But one of the field studies is, like, we went out and she was part of the group, and, like, she comes and she apologizes, and essentially, you know, like, oh, like, blown out of proportion, you know? And, like, we buried the hatchet, you know? Like, perfect.
Perfect.
And then, like, you go to where you guys are staying, and it's like, oh, everyone's sharing a room together. You know, two boys, two girls. Like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, she's like, but whatever you do, Reen, stay away, you sick pervert. Like, essentially, you know, like, and he's like, I thought we cleared the air here, you know? Like, what the heck is going on? But yeah, just weird little humor like that, that, like I said, it seems sort of like, oh, like, whatever, but the way it's presented is pretty funny, and like I said, I'm liking the interactions between the characters, and, you know, I'm about 10 or 11 hours in, and you're starting to peel back and like, oh, you're learning more about each character and their background, where they came from, and like, eventually, again, like, I'm not up to the point, but I'm sure, like, it's going to come to head where, like, hey, we got to go out and, like, you know, interacting between the two or numerous different sort of factions.
I think I figure out why David likes this game so much.
Yeah, he's like, I wish I was Reen. Typical David. No, but yeah. But yeah, like I said, I think the big draw is, like, there are tons of characters and, like, how apparently, from what I understand, like, it'll be like, oh, like, in this game, right, maybe Reen's a huge character, right? And I, like I said, I don't know if the follow main ones, like, you're always him or not. But, like, from what I understand, it'd be like, oh, like, a character goes away for a while, and maybe you don't forget about him, but, like, whatever. And then, like, oh, they showed up in the next game, like, and, like, oh, yeah, I remember him. Like, this is cool. Like, what are they up to, you know? So it sort of, like, makes, like, a big connected world that isn't just necessarily, like, hey, we're just following the plot of, like, your one little, you know, party. It's like people are out doing their own thing still,
right?
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's the remaster here, or re-release, whatever it is nice. It has, like, a turbo mode. I don't know if it's just double speed or not. Works great when exploring out in the areas, because they're not, like, super dense, like, oh man, I want to search every nook and cranny here. But they are sort of big, so it's nice to just be able to, like, pop that on and sort of traverse the areas relatively quick. And then get into battles and stuff. But, yeah, no, I'm enjoying it so far. Like I said, it was one of those ones where, like, I started playing, and it's like, it didn't immediately jump off the page, like, oh, man, I need to play this game, like, big time. But, like, I continuously found myself playing, like, well, like, let me get back into this and see what's up. And then,
yeah.
And then on Sunday, like I said, it's like, I was playing, and all of a sudden, like, I think I put, like, 3 hours in real quick, and I was like, oh, man, it didn't even feel like that. Because, like, I went out and did all the quests on the field area, you know? And then, like, then you learn the story about, like, oh, like, what's going on in this merchant city, like, how it's sort of corrupt, you know, like, the higher-end lords are, like, imposing a crazy tax on them, and then, like, stirring up trouble. So, I definitely starting to see, like, okay, there's, like, a lot of corruption going on. Like, where else is that going to rear its ugly head in the future? And then how are we going to interact with it, you know?
Sure.
But they are long games.
You know, a lot of my... I wonder if it'll keep... Yeah, if it'll get really good, like, where you're like... A lot of, you know, with music, movies, TV shows, games, you know, at first I'm not, like, totally convinced, and then over time it's like, wow, yeah, I understand and fully appreciate this whole thing.
Yeah, like I said, it was just one of those where, like, I just was playing a little bit here and there, and then, like I said, it was like, oh, man, I'm already up at, like, 7 or 8 hours, like, and it doesn't even really feel like I've played that much. And then, like I said, then Sunday I really put in a big fat chunk, and that's when I was like, okay, and that's when it started to sort of show, like I was saying, that one town had, like, the, you know, the lord imposing the tax, and then, like, stirring up trouble to, like, further, you know, complicate things. And then, like, okay, like, this is going, like I said, I feel like it's going to be, like, sort of a political feel between, you know, like I said, the lords and like, maybe the commoners, maybe just between the different houses. And yeah, just so far, I'm definitely enjoying it. And the good thing is, if I do love it, they've got a whole bunch of them. Like I said, they've got Cold Steel 2, 3, and 4 just released on the Switch, actually. I believe there is a 5 and 6 that haven't been localized yet. And then there are...
good night.
Then I believe there are... two games in the Legend of Heroes series that, like, you know, tangentially relate to the Cold Steel series. And actually, that those two, here you go, Trails in the Sky, right? So Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, and then there is a follow-up, I believe, FC, oh yeah, so Trails has a role-playing game. Later published as Trails in the Sky FC First Chapter. The game is the first in what later became known as the Trails, directly followed by Trails in the Sky SC Second Chapter. And David said FC and SC, these two games, which, like I said, Trails of the Sky, which I believe is before Cold Steel. I know this is very confusing. But he said these two games have have jumped over Final Fantasy as his favorite games ever. Which
the
we know David. He is a Final Fantasy freak, and he loves those games. So to have these two, the Trails in the Sky game, jump ahead of that, I mean, that's head turning for me. So like I said, I'm gonna keep playing Cold Steel, and you know, they're long games. They're like 60-hour games. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think I'd ever, you know, rail them 1, 2, 3, 4 right in a row. But I mean, like I said, I'm liking one enough that I'm definitely going to play it through, and hopefully it keeps on getting better and better, and then maybe getting to some of the later games too.
Giddy up.
Giddy, giddy.
Beautiful. Well, that's wonderful, and it's good. And that's on, you're playing that on your PS5, right?
Yep, yeah. Like,
and it's a PS4 game?
It, like I said, it was originally released, I think, actually, let me see here. So it was released on the PS3 and the PS Vita. Then it was re-released for the PS4. And then I'm playing the PS4 version on my PS5.
Gotcha.
And like I said, they do have a Switch version in Japan. So it will be interesting to see if it ever comes out. Like I said, I think Cold Steel 3 and 4 came out to the Switch in America already. But I think the publishing or like rights are for the first two. Like, it seems unlikely that they would come to the Switch, unfortunately. So sort of weird to jump in, right, like 3 and 4 on the Switch. But you could play them on the PC as well if you are inclined to check it out.
Yeah. Cool.
Skabadaboosh.
Well, you know what time it is?
Is it dinner yet?
Almost.
Dude.
Let's Fridays. I think it's time to take a... Yeah, seriously.
I just think, you know, Homer, when he like drools and he's like... Oh. Yeah. That's me, Freddy's.
Cola.
Dude, how good, right? Real quick before we take our break. Boss burrito with Freddy cheese curds on the side.
Mm. Give it to me.
Let's get it. And icy cold Pepsi.
Pepsi-licious. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for the eShop
Crowned Up.
Roundup.
You know, it's funny that my disk space remaining for a minute ago said 1 hour. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I have so much space. And then when I stopped it, saved it, and then restarted it, it goes, disk space remaining for recording, 1,529 hours and 24 minutes.
I have 248 hours and 23.
Typical Mac. All righty, Jerry. We are back, and that can certainly mean a few things, but usually it only actually means one thing.
Yes. It's time for the one and only new eShop Roundup.
LL.
The new eShop Roundup. Eehaw!
Dude, oh, I miss the freaking 3DS days, bruh.
I know. Where we could go through all of them.
Dude, where's the rewind button? The we're start back from episode one. We'll be naive young little boys.
Yeah.
Playing our Wii U's.
Yep. Instead of wise, stoic old men.
Playing our PS5 and Apple Arcades.
Anyway, it's time for the eShop Roundup, where each of us pick out a game or two to highlight that came out this past week. And Casey, why don't we start with your pick?
Alrighty. Well, I've got a little game called Astro Aqua Kitty for $14.99. This is a so here goes. The Aqua Kitty cats have launched into space in an all-new action RPG shoot 'em up adventure. You're going to pick your crew, then you're going to blast off to investigate mysterious water-filled asteroids. Battle bizarre enemies, mine magnificent mines, grab new weapons, install enhanced devices and enhancing devices, and unlock your crew's unique skills as you level up XP. So, yeah, a little shoot 'em up with some RPG elements thrown in the mix there. Always fun in shoot 'em ups to get a bunch of new power-ups and see how those sort of work. Yeah, sort of cool, interesting art style. And it looks like you can actually pick quite a few different pilots here. Yeah, so you could pick your pilot, and they each have sort of different abilities. And then you can also pick an engineer, right? Like a repair engineer, defense, gadget. So I guess it gives you a little bit more custom ability to sort of say, like, hey, I want to have a beefier ship. Or maybe, like,
right.
You know, get someone like, oh, I could take some damage, but at least I get fixed up. So, yeah, looks like a cute little game. It is $14.99, and it is from the fine folks over at Tiki Pod, or at least those are the publishers.
So, here's a quick little trick or a strategy.
Real quick,
in ZeoDrifter.
I was going to say, real quick, before you tell me that, I'm looking at the other published games here. Rock Boshers DX, Director's Cut.
Oh, there you go.
And then also Iron Cryptical. Remember? I think we played that one together.
Yep. I think you did. Yeah, I didn't. But yeah.
No,
you definitely played it.
We played that one at PAX. I'm almost certain.
Maybe we did.
I'm almost certain. But anyway, sorry. Tell me the tips.
Well, it's just if you're playing ZeoDrifter, you know, you upgrade your gun because you're talking about beefing up your shooter, you know.
Beefy boys.
If you're going to, you know, you get your upgrade, definitely put it all in the power. And that's a little trick, by the way.
More power.
To beat those pesky bosses. You know, don't worry about, like, your trail or anything. You just put it all in that power and you'll be good to go. Mm. All right. Well, my pick of the week, I changed it. I'm switching it over to Cozy Grove.
Ooh.
Come for the view. Stay for the friends. Now, I agree. Come for the view. That's why I picked it. This is a gorgeous looking game. I mean, just really pretty. It looks like a game where you have materials. You're going around. You're mining stuff. I think it kind of like, you know, there's pieces of wood in your inventory and stuff, and you're kind of building maybe towns or something like that. But it is just gorgeous. I mean, it's like hand drawn, storybook in a way, but just really thick, cool outlines and just very, very nice looking. It says here, it's a life sim about camping on a haunted, ever-changing island, which is, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, it features, beautiful, dynamic, hand-drawn landscapes, dozens of memorable characters, 40-plus-hour campaign with side quests designed to span months of time. So there you go.
Is this, how much does this cost you?
It's $14.99. It's on sale for $13.49, so 10% off right now. So it looks great. It looks really good. Yeah. I'm interested to maybe check out reviews for that game, so it looks really cool.
You know, it's funny. You said, right, like, it's something about the good views and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of this commercial, dude, that I hear on the radio, and it grinds my gears, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It's for Red's Ale House. And they're like, people will tell you, great views and good food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. That bothers me so much. How are you just going to sell your food as good? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's like, oh, come check out these amazing food. I mean, these amazing views, and like we'll serve you up some slop while we do it, you know?
Yeah.
Use something a little better than good. It does not inspire confidence that I want to go eat the... Sure, maybe you got great views, but I need the food. I'm here for the food.
But are they going for, like, you know, like the... Like, you know, the down to earth, like this is food for the common folk and for the, you know, the lumberjacks after a hard day. It's just good food.
So I've Googled it, and underneath it says busy, no frills joint with ample patio space overlooking the water, serving up seafood and pub grub. Now, that's fine
though,
but sell me on that pub grub, damn it. You know?
Yeah.
Tell me it's awesome. I don't want to hear it's good. Anyway, every time I hear that, I'm like, just say something better than good, you know?
I hear you. Nope. I agree. I agree with you.
But anyway, sorry. I went off a little tangy there.
No, that's okay. We all need a little tangerine once in a while.
I'm not a big tangerine guy. to be honest.
You don't like mandarin oranges?
Nah, not particular. Now, you know, I won't lie to you. I haven't eaten one in a really long time, so maybe it would feel better.
Dude, mandarin oranges. Oh, my baby loves mandarin oranges, and so do I. Oh, it's so good. Mm. So sweet. Mm. Anyway, I think it's time for the...
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Alrighty. So we actually do have quite a bit of news here.
Would you say we have a plethora of news?
Well, let's not push it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start off with a fun little, more of a tidbit than really a news block bit. But Metroid Prime 4 has not been mentioned by Nintendo in over 800 days.
Just how long?
In over 800 days.
Wow. Wait, since they announced the redo?
Well, no.
That's how long it's been?
Well, 800 days will be what? Less than 3 years. So not quite.
And they haven't talked about it in 3 years? Like, even from the redo? Like, when they announced?
What do you mean, the redo?
Remember when they, you know, when they said that, hey, like, we're restarting development on
it? Oh, that was probably 800 or so days ago.
Wow.
I'd imagine.
Crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy because, yeah, it's like, I remember I was at Neil's house. And I during E3 we watched that Prime 4 logo came up. We all went bananas, and that was that.
Mm. That's a fun little memory. I think, were you guys playing ARMS? I think you were.
Maybe. I remember that day. I like drove out to him in Jersey. Then I like we did that. Then I drove home. We recorded a podcast. Then I was on RFN. That was a busy E3 for me. I think that was really like the first E3. I was like, I'm going buck wild.
Buck naked.
Buck.
Wild.
But yeah, actually getting more so into the news here. Blizzard Arcade Collection adds new games and features in a recent update here. The collection got 66% bigger. That's right. Brand new games. They added The Lost Vikings 2, which came out in 1997, which is a sequel to the original puzzle platformer that offers new abilities and two new characters. And RPM Racing, which was claimed to be the first U.S.-developed game for the Super Nintendo. So that's cool. The old Blizzard Arcade. It's funny. Obviously, I'm a big Blizzard guy, but I have not really played any of these old games on packaged in the arcade. So I really should check that out, see how much that is. I don't know
totally,
if it's something where like you get... like those free updates, or if it's like, hey, now you could purchase those individually. I haven't really looked into it too much.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I mean, it's weird to think of. I just don't think of Blizzard as an older, you know. It reminds me of like
forever.
Rare's old games, you know. It's like it's just, you kind of think of a Banjo-Kazooie and GoldenEye and Donkey Kong. But like, they made those old games before. But yeah.
That's what they cut their teeth on.
And apparently, yeah, I mean... yeah, like all the new stuff in there that they've added to this collection is pretty sweet.
Mm, I like it. Yeah, keep them coming, baby. And then Activision Blizzard's like, we'll charge you full price for each one. We love money. But anyway, next up here, speaking of the National Treasure before, I'm sure he's elated right now. And no, it's nothing perverted, folks. It's actually just the first Indie World of 2021 will be airing. Well, it already aired. Yep, that's right. It airs tomorrow as of recording, but when you guys listen to this, it will have been done. They are saying it is at noon, and it'll be roughly 20 minutes of Nindy goodness. So that should be pretty cool. The last
what
presentation
else is out there.
Yeah, I don't know. The last presentation was December 15th, so about 4 months ago, and that one had Among Us, which at the time, right, that was popping off. Everyone was loving that game. So I don't know. Indie World always usually has a couple pretty cool gems that come out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Remember Super Meat Boy Forever? How that just kind of came out finally and then, like, is just gone. I haven't heard about that game forever.
Yeah. It is weird. Yeah.
That's one of those. But, I wonder if maybe that, you know, that Playtonic, they have that new Playtonic and Friends publishing label. And then Demon Turf from our friends at Fabrez.
Oh, the Fabby Boys.
Is being published by them. I wonder if maybe there's something on there. I don't know. Maybe not. I think it was pretty early, but I could see that. But I can't think of anything. Like, dude, every indie has come to Switch, you know? I mean, I know that's not true, but it seems like it, you know? So it's interesting to see, like, what else really is there?
Well, maybe we'll get some really cool gems that come out of nowhere. Like, remember when, like, Golf Story came, like, was revealed, and it's like, wow, that looks awesome, like, and so cool, yeah. You know? So maybe we'll get some sort of
Maybe a Sports Story or whatever that the sequel is to that.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool, dude.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Boom. Yep. Like I said, we'll definitely be talking about that next week when it comes out. But yeah, there's always like some really cool games never heard of that just look really cool, and hopefully they'll have one or two that drop sort of right as the presentation wraps up, you know? I always love those.
Yeah.
I love me a good shadow drop. Moving right along, Yeti.
See you in the Shadowlands.
Yeah. The old Shadowlands. Freaking Estuardo, he doesn't believe me. He thinks I'm still jamming.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're not. You said you didn't renew your subscription or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? It got to the point where it was just like I would have probably have had to find a new guild if I really wanted to like actually progress on like Mythic. Like Mythic is like the top, most difficult content. And it was just like, yeah, and to do that, it just essentially, you know how I was saying, like anxiety, right? It's like, oh, I got this to do, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
So like Tuesdays, right? Like for a while, it'd be like I'd get up, I'd go to work, I'd come home, I'd record this podcast, I'd eat like food in a half hour.
This dang podcast.
And then I'd eat like for a half hour real quick, and then I'd raid from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and then I'd go to bed. So, like, Tuesdays, right, like, raiding and podcasts, like, those are things I like to do. But, like, I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, today's going to be such a long day, you know? Like, there's so much stuff to do. Yeah, so I'm feeling better not having a strict time to have to be doing something, you know?
Yep, just like before.
And it's opened up the door to some other video game experiences, which have been great. So, but yeah. I don't remember exactly why we're talking about WoW, but we are now going to be talking...
Because I said in the show.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I was like, I didn't bring... Yeah, you heard it here, people. Perry's the one who's bringing up the...
You're so ashamed of it. It's hilarious.
Oh, no. Well, I just know that panties up in a bunch, so I gotta sit...
I think it's a
straight.
Joke. I think they're joking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we can make fun of them. Like Josh.
Well, let's not... I mean... That's too easy.
The man who doesn't believe in barbecue.
He is a Braves fan.
Hey, so he said he's a barbecue bigot. He said that.
Yeah, BBQB.
Yep.
Can't trust him.
Okay, so why don't you move on to this next thing that I've been...
clamoring to get at. You probably already have yours pre-ordered. The next one, we've got a brand new Switch Lite color, baby. That's right, coming May 21st. It's blue.
Yeah, it looks cool. At first glance, I mean, I look at it and I go, why didn't they just make it indigo? And it would have been amazing. And they, you know why they didn't do that? Because then people would have thought GameCube games are coming, and they're not coming.
So that's honestly,
but it is. It's a cool color. But
it's sort of like a dark blue, right? Like, at a quick glance.
It has lots of, it definitely has some red in it. Like, there's definitely a purple hint at it, but it is definitely blue.
Yeah. No, like you said, a quick glance, you might mistake it for like, the indigo. But, God, dude, indigo spice... That black GameCube.
Give it to me.
Like,
give it to me.
And it's funny, like, growing up, right? Like, I feel like, I don't know. I guess I like the black one. I don't know.
I like the black one, too. I didn't like the indigo growing up, because that's purple. Ugh.
Well, it's funny.
What a stupid kid I was.
Oh, me too, man. Like, it's actually funny. Like, when I, growing up, I had, like, one wall in my room we painted a different color. So it was, like, three white walls and then, like, you know, one different color wall. And, like, I remember I wanted, like, purple, like, growing up. And, like, I had purple. And then I think at some point it was like, yeah, I was like, I can't have purple. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
right.
What a Jimmy.
Yeah.
I like what I like, and that's
that. What a grade A Jim bot.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that Indigo is so nice, though.
It
but
is.
Yeah.
It's a cool name, too. You know, yeah. Indigo. Like, how cool is that?
I do like it. Yeah, the blue is cool. But yeah, should have been Indigo.
And also, it's a Switch Lite.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just, I mean, I like the Switch Lite. What I hate about it, though, the truly thing that will never go away is the fact that it just has Joy-Cons that you can't replace on it. And I just don't like, I just don't like that. You know, it's just, it's uneasy. It's like that feeling of I have something going on tonight and I can't relax. That's that kind of same feeling.
I know that
like,
feeling all
I
too
can't,
well.
Like, I like the Switch Lite, but like if I play it, my Joy-Con analog sticks are going to drift and I can't
just
play it on the TV.
Yeah,
and it's
stupid.
Just, it's cool, but.
They should have just had it where you can switch, and I get like why they don't want to necessarily do it, but just like let me link my light Switch Lite and my normal Switch together in perpetuity. One cannot be used with like when the other's using, but let me just like instantly be able to like pick up and again, I know it's like there'd be hoops to jump through,
yeah.
But like let them, like I want to play both of those, like where I'm like, hey, I'm playing on the TV, oh, I'm going out on the, you know, I gotta catch a
yeah.
ride to wherever, oh, now I'm yeah. playing that same game on my light, you know.
And the deal, and the thing is it's a really just I mean, literally the best handheld like ever. Like I just mean like for like for the games it has on it, like for the quality of the games, the graphics, and you know just the impressiveness of the games. Like it's just crazy, right? It's like a crazy handheld. Like playing Doom on that thing is ridiculous.
Mm.
But like if they would have just made it smaller, so it was more like a DS XL. Maybe with a clamshell, I think it would be more justifiable as it would be a lot more different and it would be really, really cool. But the fact is, it's not even that much smaller. It's really not that much smaller.
It's just, yeah, I think it's just to get that lower price point, you know? Like, let the people who don't want to spend $300 pick this up. Or, again, like, if you have zero interest in ever playing on a TV, I will use this Switch 100% as a portable, like, boom, save $100
yeah.
bucks, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
But,
yeah.
but I know what you mean. Real quick before we move off of this, it will be coming out on May 21st, which is the same day as Miitopia. So, you know, go get them both, baby.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Dude, so weird, man. Miitopia, the most random thing. I want to pick that up. I really do. Hopefully, I think Jill would like that.
I think Caitlin would like it too. She loved Tomodachi and
yeah.
stuff, so I feel like this would be right up her alley, and it would actually
yeah,
sort of introduce her because it's more of an RPG, right? So like,
yeah, but it's like really funny and you know not
oh yeah like yeah know, not it doesn't take anything
hard,
serious
difficult, like for like there's no like it's not
well,
too deep is what I mean.
But that's what I mean. It'd
easy
be a good sort of bridge to say like you know hey like check out a game in this style you know.
Check out Trails of Cold Steel.
Yeah. She'll be playing as Reen before she knows it.
Yeah. She'll be playing as Justin as before she yeah. knows it.
That sicko. what else do we have here? All right, we're moving along. We got some more news for the folks. Nintendo announces Pac-Man 99 launching for Switch. This is from last week, so it is already available for you to pop in, and I believe you said you've been playing it, right?
Yeah, I played it. Just check it out. It's fun. I like it actually a lot. It's. I think it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more obtainable than the Mario 35.
Yeah, I think.
In peace.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think the style of game like fits it better for sure. Because
it
yeah,
does,
it's a
yeah.
puzzle game, right? More or less,
You know, real quick, like what I loved about seeing it, what made me want to play it was like when just it has that very satisfying, like all those ghosts come up and if you can chain them, it's like and you can do all that and it sends out like it just has very satisfying gameplay. And I've always loved Pac-Man. It's one of those games that I feel like has never lived up to the potential of what I think it could be, which is a lot. But I think it is a great game and Pac-Man's awesome and the design of it's really cool. So yeah, it's fun. It definitely, and it's cool that it's free and that you can jump on and play. And then you can download. I think there's like up to $30 of add-on stuff you can get.
Oh dang! I used
to
love Pac-Man so much back in the day, like growing up. So I really should.
Oh, yeah?
I should pop it in and check it out. Yeah, I'm yeah, a, dude. I love Pac-Man.
Yeah, I like it playing as him in Smash as well.
Bet you do. All righty, Jerry.
You can throw them fruits at people.
We got some exciting news here. I mean,
ooh, I like exciting news.
Well, I should preface it. I don't necessarily know how exciting it is in the sense like how big of a surprise it is, but it is always exciting. And that is that Nintendo will be a part of the reformed E3 show, which is going to be coming in mid-June. Pretty similar.
That is exciting.
When it is, right?
Remember when we didn't have E3 last year?
Yeah, that was sad. I guess we lost a lot of things last year. But yeah, it'll be good to be back. Right, it's going to be a digital-only event. So honestly, it pretty much, like, as far as Nintendo goes, right, it's going to be essentially the same, right? Like, we get our Nintendo Direct, and boom. Like, sure, we might not get hands-on impressions from people at the show. You know what is sad, too? That I just realized? I'll probably never go to E3. Because, like, who's to say if there ever really be a true E3 again?
Yeah.
And, like, that was always, like, I always wanted that so bad growing up.
Oh, we'll go.
One day.
We'll make our own.
Yeah. E4 at Perry's house. Doug Bowser, president of Nintendo, did confirm that a video will air during E3. So, again, sort of just, it'll essentially, for 99% of people, will be just like any other E3 as far as Nintendo goes.
Do we have a date? Did you say the date?
So we have, let's see, the retooled E3 will be a digital-only event running from June 12th to 15th, which is a Saturday till Tuesday.
Exactly 2 months from now.
Which I believe is what it normally does, right? Saturday is usually like what is it? Is it Xbox? Or that's usually sort of like the like Ubisoft and like Bethesda, right? Then you get then Microsoft on Sunday, I think. Monday is usually Sony, but Sony won't be there anymore. And then Tuesday is usually Nintendo, and then the floor opens. So I think that'll essentially be what it is. In addition to Nintendo, real quick, we've also got Microsoft, Capcom, Konami, Take-Two Interactive, Ubisoft, WB Games, and Koch Media. I don't know who that really is. But although E3's operators have said more announcements are coming, currently, those not attending will be Square Enix, Sega/Atlas, Activision, and Bandai Namco. And there you go. Yeah, so, and then dude, Sony, too. But, boom.
I remember, probably my favorite E3 memories, like, seriously, was, like, listening to RFN. It was 2015. RFN, like, going, I went out to a camp to help out, teach a music class. Listening there, going back, getting all the sweet info like on I think Splatoon and stuff. That was that year, which is where just that year was awesome. And then also like they had those Wii U E3 demos you could download, and if you downloaded them you got like 10% off.
And oh yeah, I remember
getting
that. Mm-hmm.
Getting Super Challenge and playing that. That was the only one I did. I remember playing that, and it was awesome, and fighting the ghost boss, and how awesome that was, and like just sitting at home, and it was just a beautiful summer day, and oh, the feels. The glory days.
Dude, I remember like E3 way back in the day. I remember one time, so it had to have been my junior year summer, I believe junior year, summer going into senior year. So I would have been like 16 years old. I was on vacation with my parents in Montauk, which is the easternmost part of Long Island, like a nice little beach town. We'd go there every year. And like this year we're going during E3, dude. And I remember and that was before you had like smartphones or really like internet connection at all. And like I remember being like such a little turd, dude. Like, I just want to see what's going on with E3. Like sitting on this beautiful beach, you know, like upset that I haven't seen the latest and greatest from Nintendo, you know?
Dude,
and then, trying to find ways to, get internet access back at the hotel. It's so funny.
I get it, though, man. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't fault you for it.
Little nerd boy, but, man, I don't blame myself either.
It's exciting, man. E3, no matter what, that's exciting. I mean, it's fun. It's like, what are they going to announce? You know, like, what is going
to
happen?
And then,
it's,
like, surely
they used to be amazing.
Surely they're going to announce Ocarina of Time 3D Complete Remake, and of course they're going to announce GameCube games. Don't forget Metroid Prime 4 coming this year. And then we get our hopes up, and then they offer us some really cool stuff, and then we're like, but it wasn't this.
I know.
We all fall into the trap.
I know.
But
it is true.
Dude.
Yeah.
Mario Golf, man, just a couple months away.
Dude.
Let's go.
Sweet mother.
I'm so pumped.
Sweet mother of mercy. Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Mm. Yeah, man.
You know what I'd be doing 1 week from tonight?
What's that?
Playing MLB The Show.
Oh.
You know, you could be doing
it. It'll be 2 weeks before we hear about it.
Yeah, probably. You know what you could be doing in 1 week time if you secured yourself an Xbox Series X? You could be playing the MLB The Show for free. Well,
let me take advantage of this platform here. Hey, if anyone sees an Xbox Series X for sale, you go ahead and message me. I'd like to buy one. Just FYI. I thought I just... and obviously for retail. I mean, I don't want to
Nope, he'll pay you triple.
I'm not scalping.
You heard it
I only
first.
Scalp. I don't buy from scalps.
I'm the scalper, not the scalpy.
Exactly. Just kidding. I don't scalpy. Although did I tell you? I don't know if I saw on the Banjo-Kazooie amiibo came out, and I was like, yeah, that's a really cool. Like that's just a cool. That's one of those things. It's like, it's just cool that this exists. Like, this is an official Nintendo Banjo-Kazooie product, you know? So I was like, the launch day, I was like, yeah, like, I'll see if it's, I mean, everyone was talking about it, and I'm not going to go check in the store. I'm not driving just to see if it's there. So I looked online on Target, and I was like, oh, look at that. Pick it up, like, today. Like, boom. Like, it was on the Friday when it was released.
And then he drove to the store.
I didn't drive there because I was driving past it later that day. So I just picked it up, and it was really easy to pick up. And then, dude, it sold out, like, you know, like, super fast. And I just got super lucky. I mean, I literally, like, looked at Target, and it was right there. I was like, okay, I guess I'll get it. And I got, like, my 5% discount and stuff. I was like, giddy up. And then 2 days later, I got an Amazon package. I guess I had pre-ordered it on Amazon as well. So I have two of them right now. And it's just it just reminded me because I was looking on line. I was like, well, I wonder if I could just sell one, and they're going for, like, when I checked, it was like $40. I was like, well, there you go. I can double my
perfect
money right there.
Hey, scalp it. Scalp it.
But I haven't. I'm actually probably going to give it as a gift to someone.
Mm-hmm. That gift.
So
We'll see. All right. I believe that is pretty much the last bit of news we got.
That's cool.
But yeah, that was a good little news sesh. I feel like we haven't had a ton of news to talk about. Because, right, again, we're in that, it's like April.
Yeah.
Now we know E3's coming up in 2 months, you know, where we're probably going to get ourselves a nice, probably, you know, 40 to 50 minute, give or take, direct. And what we'll have to do is we're going to have to get some predictions going on.
Yeah, dude. And I'm really excited at the end of the year to go through our predictions with the J-Man Michael himself.
Miguel, man, he's a good guy.
That'll be fun. Yeah,
Miguel
with
the J.
I wonder if should we call him back on for our predictions. That might be. I mean, because that's kind of our thing. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
He's due. David's due.
Hey,
the whole crew.
Dude, yes, David, yes.
Maybe
yes,
next week. I'll talk to David, but we're
yeah,
getting on next
yeah, yeah.
week.
See if David can come on next week. That'd be perfect.
When you're
yeah.
editing,
and then get Paige on it too. What?
I said when you're editing.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. I'm fine with David.
As long as it's not Justin.
He's good
Nation.
With his freaking audio.
Poor Justin. He lives in a wind tunnel.
It's not just Justin. But anyway, yeah. great. Hey, before we leave, I just wanted to mention, I guess, are we outroing right now?
Unless you got something else you got to talk about.
No, we can outro. I just want to mention that I actually jumped on a call with Brent Gagner. Avid listener who's probably listening to this right now. I just want to say he's just such a delightful, handsome man, and it was fun to talk with him. Well, we talked about game decks for a little bit about he played the game and he was telling me about it. So it was fun.
Oh,
anyway,
heck yeah.
I just wanted to mention
yeah,
that.
I actually I think this upcoming weekend old Randy Dandy is going to come over, and I believe we're going to give the old whirly whirl to the huge game decks ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, I need to send out the secret game deck that's already been made.
Ooh-wee!
To you. Mm. That's going to be fun.
Is it the Shy Guy game deck?
So mysterious. Oh, dude, I've said it before. I'll say it again. My ultimate goal is to have Paper Mario game decks. This next one will definitely be a step towards that direction.
Ooh, look at this. We got a little teaser.
Yeah. But yeah, I need to send those. I'm staring at it right now. It's pretty. Anyway, so yeah, Brent, thank you for listening, and it was fun talking to you. And that reminds me, because he sent us an email before. Hey, everyone, it'd be fun. We should do a mailbag next week. Send us an email right now. Just send us a question like, hey, like, what's your favorite ice cream? You know, I'd love to talk about that, something like that.
Mm, I could definitely talk about that.
Josh, send us an email. That'd be great.
Josh, tell us why you're a picklehead. Send it in.
By the way, I've been gaining weight, I think. I feel like I have been. And I think I know why. It's because of my recent addiction to mayonnaise.
That'll do it. Mayo is definitely not the best for you.
Yeah, it's so good, though. It's good on, I'm telling you, everyone.
It's a good on just about everything.
Dude, put some mayo and sriracha sauce on a burger. Good night. It's amazing. And then also, same thing. You can take it out, like, literally, here's bun, and then lettuce, tomato, onion, and then the mayo and sriracha. And then you can put a grilled chicken on there, or a grilled burger, and you can swap those out, and it's amazing. And I bet, for my fellow fish lovers, grilled salmon would be so good. I have to do that.
You can just slather it on anything, man.
Dude, you can. I know. I just gotta calm down.
Because I was not a fan of mayo really at all. So, like, when I would get, you know, like, good old turkey sandwich, right? You get a little turkey, a little cheese, a little lettuce on there, you know, whatever you got to put on it. And then I would put ranch. Like, my go-to condiment for, like, a sandwich was ranch. And it, mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I still do love ranch. It's great on there. But, man, mayo just hits a little different, you know?
It does. It's a wonderful, wonderful condiment. Mm. And I was never, like, growing up, I actually didn't eat mayo that much. I had Miracle Whip on, like, my turkey sandwiches, and I still love that. And that's still my preferred for turkey sandwiches. But everything else now, just a little bit of mayo. Oh, baby. And you know what did it me? I mean, the true mayo, conversion was just the Whopper. Just that standard Whopper, man. I'm telling you.
Mm.
The Whopper is a brilliant, delicious burger. And it's funny because, like, obviously that's one of our things of our show is how amazing the Whopper is. But it really is a fan. I mean, especially if it's hot and fresh. Dude, I'm going to go get a Whopper right now.
You know what's depressing? What's depressing? Burger King sucks so bad down here, man.
Yeah, I
it really is. It's like...
I know. It really it does stink. I know. That's really annoying.
I like sometimes, yeah. like Burger King would be nice. Oh, like the four that were close to me have closed down because they suck so bad.
Aww.
And then you get into the other one and it's like meh, you know. It's like it still sucks, but just not as bad as the other ones to close down. The only thing that Burger King has over the rest of them is that it is now the only one. You know, it still sucks. Yeah.
Which means it's slower.
But it's more people. There's even more people trying to get those Whopper.
Yep. Oh, and I just quickly, I did try the chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Ooh-wee!
And it's delicious. It's absolutely fantastic. Overpriced for sure.
Well,
I mean,
I was going to say,
but it's delicious.
I actually thought it was pretty good price because you can get like a medium sized meal with that thing for like just over $6.
Well, if you're doing the meal, for sure. And I didn't do that.
Oh, you just went straight.
Yeah,
straight
if you go
scammy.
Straight sandwich, yeah. That's true, yeah. And it's prime for like a buy one, get one for a dollar. That's a perfect, because it's like $4 and it's like for the deluxe one.
Oh,
with,
see that.
Yeah. Lettuce, tomato. It's
$4.50. You get the drink and the fries for $2 more.
You can get two Whoppers for $5, dude. So it's like, you know.
You know what the thing is, though? McDonald's doesn't, like, they don't have the deals. They don't have the deals, you know? Burger King's always trying to sling you some deals, which is great. You love it,
it's
you know?
It's true.
But like, yeah. I do. I feel like McDonald's is like, we rest on our laurels and we pay what we want.
And if you find a good McDonald's that has a good staff, and good turnaround. Dude, our McDonald's is amazing. I mean, this morning I was going to a meeting and, you know, I have to get coffee. I don't care if I'm a little late. Like, I have to. And I was in a car. Like, there was like 10 of them, 10 cars. And I got out of there in less than 3 minutes. Amazing. I mean, just like I didn't like it was like one of those things like I kept driving and I was trying to text and I couldn't send out a text because I kept having to drive.
God, I need this wait to be longer, please.
Yeah. Bring me back to the Wii U days.
Just move on down south, man. You'll have all the time in the world to text.
We should do a podcast while you're waiting for Burger King. Dude, that would be hilarious.
I don't know if we have enough time. I would too much like enough content, you know? We just
wouldn't that be amazing?
There like, yeah,
that would be really, really funny. That's what we should do for our 250th episode. Is you wait
me at the lonely poopy Burger King in South
that
Carolina?
Would be really funny. That would at least be really funny as a segment, and I could go at the same time, and we could order, and we could record.
Yeah, we'll
it.
See how much fat
that would be. Really
you'll
funny.
Be like, I'm pulling in to my house, yeah. And I'll be like, I can see the order line. They'd be like, oh, wait, they don't have any more napkins.
Yeah, it'd be really funny. Be like this segment, it turned into the whole show.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're actually like, all right, I'm going to lay down. I'm going to go to bed. I'll be like,
yeah.
I just placed my order.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, well, I think we've rambled on enough.
Rambling
Dan. Funnily enough, I believe my wife just grilled some burgers, and I'm smelling it, and I need to go eat.
That's
it.
Not so, a Whopper. Throw it on the ground not. And say, we're getting Whoppers.
No, dude, it's better than a Whopper. I'm telling you, we got lettuce, tomato, onion, we got mayo, sriracha sauce. Oh, sweet mama, it's delicious. All right, and I grilled with propane, you know that. You know
taste
that's right.
The meat, baby, not the heat.
I taste the meat and the heat.
Ooh-wee. You know, with that sriracha. You know,
that's on the Grand Theft Arlen episode where he gets addicted to Grand Theft Auto, and it's him, and he goes, taste the meat and the heat.
That is so funny, man. What a great show. Oh.
Great show. All right, everyone, have a great week. You can check us out on Talk Nintendo at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D. And by he said you can check us out on Talk Nintendo, he meant Twitter.
It's the same thing.
Potato,
and,
potato.
Yep, you can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/NWR. That's patreon.com/NWR. Yes, and I believe there are some updates to the Patreon with the tiers and stuff. So go ahead and check that out. And that's fun. And we will see you next week on episode 241.
Boom, boom.
We're almost to 250 of the Talk Nintendo Pod.
Cased? The pod case?
By the way, you and the Nash, you guys need to have something that's called Just In Case. You have to have that. So we need to do that.
We'll
I mean, if it has to be a segment on the show, I'm fine with that. But Just In Case, that's a great name.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Poops. Signing off. Record.
Testing 1, 2, Jimmy.
Mickey's record.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.